what is it that you wear around your wrist?
Watch, a bracelet.
Okay. And around your neck?
Necklace.
And what's another way of saying it besides a necklace? If, suppose there are a bunch of beads together on a piece of string. What would you call that?
String of beads, a pearl.
Mm-hmm. You'd call it a string of beads, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever use the term pair of beads? Have you ever heard that?
Pair of beads, no.
Okay. And what does a man use to hold up his pants?
Suspenders.
Do you ever call them?
Galluses.
That's what I was going to say, galluses.
Herman Talmadge was known for his red galluses.
Oh, was he? Oh, I didn't know that. I'd never heard that term before.
Oh, yes, before. He was a younger man in the beginning. Tried to get into the public, speak about him and his red galluses.
That was sort of his trademark, maybe?
Trademark.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Is there a difference between plain ones and fancy ones, or ones you buy in the store, or ones you make at home? Is there any difference?
Between the galluses?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought, but I suppose so.
Mm-hmm.
It would be homemade, you would call them homemade suspenders.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't call it a gallus. You wouldn't call one a gallus and one a suspender. You'd be just as likely to refer to the either a plain or fancy by the same term. Okay. What do you carry when it's going to rain?
Umbrella or parasol.
Okay. And what's the last thing we usually put on our beds to make them pretty?
Bedspread.
Do you have any other names for it?
Word went out of my mind. A spread, that's got another name.
You ever call it a coverlet?
A coverlet?
The thing you'd be most likely to use, though, you think it'd be bedspread?
Yeah, the thing I'd most likely be used is bedspread. That you're going to dress the bed up.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. And what do we put our head on when we go to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
And what's a large pillow? What do you call a large pillow that goes all the way across?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is something for the bed again, but it's washable. And we use it for warmth. It's not a blanket.
Right.
Not a blanket. But sometimes people make their own, you know.
Quilts.
Would you ever call that a comforter or a puff? Have you ever heard those terms?
Yes, they have the comforts. The difference between a quilt and a comfort. The comfort is usually fancier or heavier than the quilt.
Oh, I see. And what do you put on the floor? It's kind of a bed on the floor. Do you have a name for that?
What kind of what on the floor?
A bed.
A pallet.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about land a little bit.
Land.
Mm-hmm. Different kind of land. And if a land is very good for growing.
Rich. Mm-hmm. Rich soil.
Or what's another word like that? That means it's a very good, very profitable land. And also, a woman, you might speak of a woman that way if she has a lot of children.
Prolific.
Well, almost. Almost.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. What about fertile?
Yes, fertile.
Right.
For rich.
Land would be fertile, or a woman can be fertile, can't she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.